Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller recording at a somewhat late 11:24 on Tuesday, the 8th of December. And I'm recording, of course, in what was mostly sunny London here today. Fear still in the air as far as the stock markets are concerned, starting with the Asia Pacific sector, all to the downside, at least on the 18 stock market indices that I can see on my main screen. And some of the bigger hits, Japan, well, Japan was down over 1%, a little over 1%. China was hit harder. And the A shares, which had been steady earlier, but down 1.89% in here today. Still a lot of nervousness regarding China, and the Hong Kong indices are also lower. Thailand down 1.3%. So we're rapidly correcting short-term overbought conditions, such as they were. Thailand down nearly 2%. That was the biggest decline. And looking at the European markets, they were hit hard in here. Spain down just over 2%. Italy down 2.25%. Sweden down 2.64%. German DAX down 1.95%. So these are big hits. Euro stocks index down 1.87%. There are a lot of concerns there, not least regarding this whole refugee crisis, terrorist attacks. That's put people off, or put investors off. I put it that way. And we're getting some tests of those November lows, which I said were not hugely significant, but that would be the first warning point. Take out those November, mid-November reaction lows, and that would indicate that we were into a longer correction and ranging phase. Germany is having a second, well, a third look at that November low. And France is through it, but then France didn't fall very much in November. But put it this way, support levels are being tested in here, and that has certainly corrected overbought conditions, although we're not all that deeply oversold yet. Now, what happened elsewhere? Wall Street got clipped again. The Dow down over 9 tenths of a percentage point. The S&P, though, was only down 2/3 of a percentage point, and the Nasdaq Composite, interestingly, almost broke even on the day. So down less than a tenth of a percentage point. Canada was weaker. So was Mexico, and Brazil clipped for 1.72%. Commodity markets have not been doing well in here at all, as you will know, and commodity indices have been heading lower. But first, let me go on and look at the dollar. Interestingly, because that's come down a little bit here today. So it hasn't retraced that big downward move that we had seen last Thursday when we had that recorded the failed upward break. It was big downward dynamic, and from above the 100 level on the dollar index, it's currently at 98.47, so a little lower here today. And some of these other currencies, the euro steady, 1.0894, so nearly 109. And I think shorts are definitely being pressured in there. And sterling, if I can, and yes, it hardly barely changed at 1.5504. Australian dollar a little weaker, 0.7222, and the Indian rupee is has not weakened any further in the last few days, but the Chinese renminbi has, and I think there's a gradual there's a slow motion devaluation going place. I think it'll be a small devaluation, but that's what the chart looks like here, and it's looked like that for a while with that Chinese currency. And again, it makes sense that the dollar would be strong more often than not. Now the yen, though, is a little steadier here, 1.2291. And looking at the commodities here, precious metals mixed, palladium down $6.50 to 5.48, almost 5.49. Silver clipped 21 cents to 14.096, nearly 14.10. And platinum down $14 to 849. And gold bullion, though, a little firmer. It was weak yesterday, but at 1076 and change. Industrial metals, well, copper slightly steadier in here. And they've been having a torrid time, as you know. They all have. Crude oil, especially, has been having a torrid time, but the WTI is a little firmer in here right now, up 30 cents to 37.95, and the Brent, though, down 47 cents at 40.26, got down to a low at 39.81, and it's not all that far off it here right now. Grains and beans, mixed, lumber a little bit steadier, but overall, commodities, you've got to have crop fears in the soft sector, obviously, to push anything higher. And the industrial commodities are weighed down by supply once again, and the ease of mining that is such a big factor, but the prices that people are getting for their mining efforts are putting companies under a huge amount of pressure, and dividends remain, well, they're getting picked off one by one here, and that will go on unless until we get a strong rally. My guess. I think that the lower markets go in here, and everybody's projecting them lower. That tells you also that we've got a lot of shorts in the market, and people just are not buying. They're too afraid to buy. That they're being sold into a trough, into a bag is a term that's sometimes used. It's down so far. Thing to remember with oil, of course, which I've mentioned repeatedly, is that all it would take. Is for the Saudis to come off the hard line. Might not be easy for that 30-year-old prince to do that, but to come off the hard line and cobble together cooperation for some cutbacks, and you would trigger a big short covering rally up into the $60-$70 range, I would suspect. But that certainly isn't happening here right now. But you know, over the next 6 to 8 months, I think it will occur. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.